The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said The closest people to be next unto him on the day of judgment, aktharuhum, there are those who have sent a large number of durood unto him whilst they are alive in this dunya. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatahu wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah. In most cases, we want to be VIP. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that if you want to be VIP on the day of judgment, standing with the VIP, there is a price to pay. So that price, it is that you must send durood with abundance to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, qawlan wa fi'lan. Not only verbal durood, but your actions must be according to the actions which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants you to be. So this is what we started to for the importance of sending durood and salutation. Nevertheless, on the last episode, we had the privilege to discuss and to give the definition of knowledge. Let me say that, you know, there are 10 general concepts which are very important, which one is able to undergo when he studies something. Like we want to listen to this episode or we want to study in this episode, or some people, they go to Jami'ah to study and some to Madrasa to study, any Madaris which you go to study, and each and every science which you study in life, there are 10 concepts which you must bear in your mind before studying any concept. So this general concept, one scholar or somebody has gathered them into a poet, in a poem. He gathered them in form of poetry. Long time ago, people, they were good in poetry, especially our predecessors. They used to summarize things in poetical form. Like in the book which I got today, in discussion, The Path of Knowledge, you shall find that we shall listen to many, many couplets of poetry in praise of knowledge. So they used to summarize, you know, things, important things in poetical rhymings, so that people will remember them easily and they will take them into consideration. So, إِنَّ مَبَادِ كُلِّ فَنِّنْ أَشَرَةً. Each and every science you study in life, you must bear in mind 10 things. Al-haddu is the definition of what you are studying. You must be able to give a fully fledged definition which will make you to understand what you are studying. Take, for example, if it is fiqh, you must know what is fiqh before you start to study fiqh. Al-haddu wal-mawdu'u. Wal-mawdu'u, it means the subject matter of what you are studying. Number one is al-haddu wal-mawdu'u. The second is al-mawdu'u, which means that the subject matter of that thing which you want to study. Thumma samara. Then after that, you must study the fruits or the merit, the benefit which you derive from a particular topic or from a particular subject or from a particular science which you are studying. The first one we said is the definition. The second one being the subject matter of that science. Then the third one is the fruit or a benefit which you deduce from you studying that particular subject or that particular topic. وَفَضْلُهُ, and also its merit of that science, its benefit, its fadl. Fadl, it means merit, its advantage. وَنَسْبَتُن, and nasbatun, it means the position it takes from other sciences. Which is the position which it takes from other sciences. But we've got many, many sciences in this dunya. It links with this one, and it links with this one, it links with this one. So after knowing the definition, you the subject matter, you learn also the, its benefit, then what you call the fruits, and now you learn also what is its position, its nasba, its position, if you put it with other sciences, which is very, very important. Walwa, the one who started or the one who invented that science, the one who started it, who is the one who studied it? Okay, then you're able to know also, after knowing al-wada, al-ismu here, it means the name of the science. Alright, you find that other sciences, they've got many, many names. Inheritance, they call it ilmul mawarif, the knowledge of inheritance, or ilmul fara'id, the knowledge of things which are compulsory. So you're able to know many, many names of of that science which the scholars have got given to that science, so that you'll understand each and every name. Actually, it has got a reason behind the naming of it. Then the most important, the hukm al-shari'. The hukm al-shari', it means the Islamic ruling. This is the most important. The one who gives the ruling is Allah, Rabbul Izzat wal-Jalal, and how the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to value or to view that science. So the hukm al-shari'ah, is it wajib, is it makruh, is it mubah, all this type it is becoming the hukm al-shari'ah. Now, after knowing the hukm al-shari'ah, then masailu wal-ba'adu bil-ba'adi iktafa, the masailu, these are the issues of the sciences, some other issues pertaining to that sciences, which one have got to undergo. The most important is to know the definition and the benefit which you get. And hukm al-shari'ah, these three, the chief objective which one must have got when you study or when you listen to the topic or when you want to give definition or want to explore any science, be it any Islamic permissible science which you want to sort. So these three are most important, but nevertheless these other seven to come to complement and to make ten. That's why the remaining, what you call this, part of poetry or the remaining stanza, the poet said, وَمَنْ دَارَ الْجَمِيعَ, the one who learn all the ten, has a sharafa, then he has increased in his nobility. Because three is good, that is the recommended three, and the remaining seven, it's encouraged. But if you studied all three plus seven together, then you've gained the great virtue. May Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal make us to understand. So following this poetry in mind, in the last episode, I give Al-Hadd, the definition of knowledge. What is knowledge? And the definition of ignorance, and we came to conclusion that ignorance is of two types, jahlun basit and jahlun murakkab. We don't want to go into what we have said earlier on, but just only to add some flesh to the bones. Admu al-idrak bil-kulliyya, jahlun basit, simple ignorance, we defined it as not to be able to picture something in totality, then you admit that you don't know. When you don't know something, then you agree that you don't know. Before we conclude, last time we did give al-ma'na al-lughawi to ilm. What is knowledge? According to lughawi, general, that idraku shay, alama huwa alay, this is anything. You can use it for geography, for commerce, for whatever. But now, when we come to ma'na al-istilahi, the technical definition of knowledge which we talk about, let me just quote the poetry of Imam Shafi'i. And this goes without saying that when you talk about knowledge in Islam, it is al-ilmu bil-wahi, knowledge about revelation. When you talk about knowledge about a revelation, it is only two forms of revelation. Imma al-Qur'an. It says that the Qur'an, which is the kalam Allah, or the hadith, which is the kalam of his Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma'anan al-wahi. It is also wahi from Allah, Rabbul Izzat wal-Jalal. The Quran and the Hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the two forms of revelation. يقول إمام الشافعي, إمام الشافعي رحمة الله تعالى عليه, he said that العلم, the definition of علم عندنا, that is according to the ulama. When they say عندنا to us, not to me, no. Me, I'm just a student. We won't say that to me, no. It will be boasting, but to the scholars, the real scholars. Like Imam A'adham, Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Like Imam Al-Shafi'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Like Imam Malik, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Like Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. The list goes on. Now they say that al-ilm, indana, knowledge, according to these people, to this caliber, not to the accountants, not to the geographicians, not to the historians, but according to the ulama, the knowledge which is valid and pending, which we say that it is compulsory to go and to seek out al-ilm, ma qala Allahu, it is whatever Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal has said. Whatever Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal is said, it is knowledge. Ma qala Allahu ta'ala fil Qur'ani. Whatever Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal is said for us in Qur'an, in mahol of Dawat Islam, it is highly respected that in after Fajr Salah, daily one must listen to 3 verses of the Qur'an together with the sharh, with the explanation. You are able to listen to 3 ayat min al-Qur'an, verses of the whole Qur'an, daily. Because this is a form of knowledge. That is the knowledge which we talk about. The knowledge which is encouraged. Al-ilm al-ma'amur bi. The knowledge which one is commanded, that this one is compulsory to you, ya akhi, oh my brother. It is the knowledge of the Qur'an. Al-ilm ma qala Allahu fil Qur'an. Knowledge, it is what is encompassed in the Holy Qur'an. Wa ma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whatever the messenger of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal said, it is also knowledge. وَمَا سِوَى ذَلِكَ. Anything besides the same of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. And the same of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, وَمَا سُخْرِجَ مِنْهُمَا بِفِقْهِ الْمَتِينَ. Fiqh, it comes also. Why? Because it is deriving anything from the Quran and the Sunnah. That's why our ulama, they does not take anything from their pocket. What they do, they say that they do what is called istikhraj. وَمَا تُخْرِجَ مِنْهُمَا. Whatever it is going to come from the Quran and the Sunnah, the ulama doing their qiyas, doing ijtihad, it is a form of this type of knowledge. وَمَا سُوَى ذَلِكَ. Anything behind that, anything beyond this, وِسْوَاسُ shaitan. It is the whispering of shaitan. And it is nuisance. مَشْغَلَ. So Imam Shafi, in one of his sayings, he said that mashghala, it is only thing which is busy you and entertaining you. But the knowledge which is ma'amur, it is al-Quran wal-ahadith. Let me pose a question unto you, viewers of Madani Channel. How much of the Quran you know? Set aside the meanings of the Quran. What about the reading of the Quran? With tajweed. يقول Imam Jazari رحمه الله عليه. Imam Jazari رحمه الله تعالى عليه said, والأخذ بالتجويد ختم لازم من لم يجود القرآن آثم. To recite the Holy Quran, to learn it first, it's tajweed, it's ختم, it's incumbent. The way the ختم exactly incumbent, لازم compulsory, expelled, you're expelled to do it. It's incumbent and you're expelled to do it. ختم لازم, 2 words. In balagha, rhetoric, we know that it's 2 words. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَحِكًا. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal said in the Holy Quran. 2 words which have got same meaning, it is only to emphasize what you are saying. خَتْمٌ لَازِمٌ. مَنْ لَمْ يُجَوِّدُ الْقُرْآنَ آثِمٌ. The one who does not recite the Holy Quran with tajweed is a sinner. So, Al-Quran, the Quran itself, it is knowledge which you talk about. My viewers of Madani Channel, this is the episode whereby I am encouraging and giving an opening in invitation to one and all to start to train the path of knowledge. Of course, you might be an accountant. You might be a geographer. You might be a historian. But if you does not know a Quran, the masail of the Quran, the masail of wudu, the masail, like they say, that afdalul ilm, ilmul hal, the best knowledge, it is the knowledge of those things of day to day. Like Salah, we perform it day to day. Everybody is required to know those things. If you don't have any knowledge, despite your doctorate in any field of knowledge, you are still considered as a jahil, an ignorant person. Knowledge, you know, we give definition of knowledge in a linguistical perspective point of view. But now if we give knowledge in ma'an al-istilahi, the technical point of view, you see, it can take us time, but let me just go straight to the point. The definition which Ash-Shafi'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, gave, it is very, very incumbent for us to understand that al-ilm, when we say knowledge, it is ilmu bil-wahi, knowledge of revelation, then we heard how Imam Shafi'i gave a definition. And let me try to quote a work, an incident happened in the era of Imam Ash-Shafi'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, which in Imam Ash-Shafi'i did say it or put it in black and white. In most of his books, you find that he did put it in form of poetry, but it was an advice which Imam Al-Waqi'i, in the Mahol of Dawat Islami, it is called a Madani pool. A Madani pool, to say that it is, you know, very, very important. Now, Imam Ash-Shafi'i, to show the importance of this knowledge, Imam Ash-Shafi'i, one day he said that, شَكَوْتُ إِلَى وَاكِعِ سُوءَ حِبِّهِ فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَى تَرْكَ الْمَعَاصِي وَأَفْهَمَنِي بِأَنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُؤْتَى إِلَى الْعَاصِي. One day Imam Ash-Shafi'i said, شَكَوْتُ, I complained, إِلَى الْوَاكِعِ, to Waqi', who was Waqi', the teacher of Imam Ash-Shafi'i, سُوءَ حِبِّهِ, the weakness of my memory. The weakness of my memory. Just imagine, if Imam Ash-Shafi'i, the one whom we call Bahrul Ilm, the sea of knowledge, like Imam A'adham Abu Hanifa, these are Bahrul Ilm, the sea of knowledge. Now, the lack of Imam Shafi complaining about the weakness of his knowledge, or the weakness of his memory. What about me and you? We are gunagar. Now listen to Imam Shafi, he was a great scholar. He listened to the advice which he was given by the teacher. Sometimes we must not, you know, debate with our teacher. Why we are not benefiting from our teacher? Alama Az-Zarnuji, in the book, The Path of Knowledge, he did put a poem whereby he said that, إِنَّ الطَّبِيبَ وَالْمُعَلِّمَ كِلَاهُمَا. Indeed, the doctor and the teacher, both of them. إِنَّ الطَّبِيبَ وَالْمُعَلِّمَ كِلَاهُمَا. The doctor and the teacher, both of them. لَا يَنْصَحَانِ. They won't give you advice. إِذَا هُمَا لَمْ يُكْرِمَا. If these two, you don't respect them. You go to the doctor, you start to argue with him, he won't give you medication. You go to the teacher, you start to argue with him, he won't give you advice. You won't benefit from his knowledge. فَصْبِرْ لِدَائِكَ إِذَا جَفَوْتَ الْمُعَلِّمِ إِذَا جَفَوْتَ الطَّبِيبِ. Now you continue with your sickness. If you go and quarrel with the doctor, وَصْبِرْ لِجَهَلِكَ, and you will continue to stay with ignorance, إِذَا جَفَوْتَ الْمُعَلِّمِ, if you don't listen to your teacher. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was given madani pool with his teacher, and he put it in black and white for us to understand. Anybody who wants to be a talib of ilm, the student of knowledge, especially if anybody from Jamia is listening to this, if anybody from Madrasa is listening to this, anybody who has got to do with knowledge, if he's listening to this, take it as a madani pool directed from, not from Imam Shafi'i, straight from the teacher of Imam Shafi'i, Al-Waqi'. It's like he's talking with you. فَأَرْشَدَنِي, he become my murshid. فَأَرْشَدَنِي, he become my murshid, to show me the way. فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَى تَرْكَ الْمَعَاصِي, that I must leave the guna, I must leave the sin. وَأَفْهَمَنِي, then he put it in my mind. He made me to understand. He made me to cry. بِأَنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ. He was of Madani Channel. This knowledge which you are talking about, its definition is nurun, it's light. Nurun min al-ilah, the light from Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is what is knowledge is all about. Now there's no any commerce here, there's no any geography here, there's no anything which you think about. Al-ilm which is nur, the knowledge which is light, it is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nurun min al-ilah, it is light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Imam Al-Waqi'i further goes on, this is not part and parcel of our discussion, this is not part and parcel of our discourse, but let me finish the narration so that we can understand it better. He then said that the light of Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal does not stay in the heart which is full of wind of guna. It's like a candle. If the candle, you put it on, then if there's wind, the candle is going to be extinguished. It's going to be extinguished. Now this is same applies to this light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Guna, it can put it off. So, in brief, this is the knowledge which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us to. Talabul ilm, to seek for knowledge, fariba, it's compulsory. Now, in this episode, before I conclude, I like each and every one of the beloved listeners out there to understand that in Islam, in Sharia, when we talk of knowledge, we are not talking about the knowledge of sewing the shoes. We are not talking about knowledge of driving the aeroplane or driving a car. Of course, it's knowledge according to those branches. This is not the knowledge which Allah commanded us to, or the knowledge which the Holy Prophet is saying that talabul ilmi farido. Because most of the time, you find that people nowadays, they've got a misnomer. Let us learn this. And they use this verse. They use the verse from the Holy Quran. They use the hadith of the Holy Prophet. But now, in the following episode, we shall discuss that which knowledge which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us. The verse of the Quran, as we shall hear from Kanzul Iman, the things of the Holy Prophet, as we shall hear from the books of Ahadith like Sahih al-Bukhari, that the knowledge which we are being told in the path of knowledge, it is the knowledge of Islam. In conclusion, let us travel in Madani Qafila, as this is a form of increasing of our knowledge, and let us try to sit on the dars each and every time we have got to increase in knowledge. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.